iDriveCast listeners, this is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, wishing you a happy Friday and hoping you finish the week strong. Lately, I've been digging deeper into Matthew's gospel and was reminded of a constant theme that's woven throughout its 28 chapters, and that being the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. In the four gospel accounts, Jesus begins his ministry by preaching, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." I mean, his inaugural core teaching found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 17, is these very words. Did you know that there are 50 references in Matthew's Gospel alone made to the kingdom of God or to the kingdom of heaven, compared to 14 in Mark's Gospel? Obviously, to Matthew, Jesus' emphasis on the kingdom, it's a big deal. And when we hear the term kingdom, our minds tend to focus on a futuresque place, a place in the not yet realm, possibly even in the afterlife. Yet Jesus' message clearly informed his hearers, the kingdom is here. It's present and active in his ministry. So the question for us is, how can something future-esque be present in the here and now? You know, the English word kingdom is basileia. And when you look up the term basileia in a Greek lexicon, you'll discover that it's got different nuances. Namely, that it's not so much a physical place as it is a rule, or better yet, a reign, which helps me comprehend Jesus' preaching. The reign or the rule of God is here. It's at hand in the person of Christ. So the call for me and for you as we do daily discipleship is to remember that we're invited to participate in the basileia, the rule or reign of God in our present active lives, not in a place that's yet to come. You know, in the model prayer, Jesus taught his disciples to pray to the Father that thy basileia come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So how can or how does the ruling style of God our Father materialize? Well, it's when we Christians embody King Jesus' basileia here on earth. We embody it when we distribute equal justice for all, when we help feed and clothe the less fortunate, when we minister to widows and orphans, and on it goes. We model it when we do the Bible. So today's DriveCast isn't meant to shame you, and I hope you're not hearing that in my voice. It's meant to remind you that we're called to participate in the rule of God today as we go to work, as we go to school, the gym, the grocery, or whatever's on your agenda today. So I want to close today by praying for you, our faithful DriveCast listeners. And if you want to join me in this brief closing prayer, feel free. So here goes. Dear Father, who art in heaven, thank you for the privilege to participate in bringing about your reign, your rule into being today. Open my eyes to opportunities to embody your culture into my interactions with others today. And may your activity in this world today include me. For thine is the basileia, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. So friends, this wraps up another week of LifePoint DriveCasts, and just want to thank all of you for making it a point to listen, and hope to see you at one of our four locations on Sunday. This is Pastor Jeff saying so long and God bless.